Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, next up on Atlanta Business Radio, we have with us from Eminence Physical Therapy and Champions Can Foundation for Cancer Wellness, Dr. Crystal Champion. Hello there.
Hello.
So before we get started, what did you learn in those last two segments? I thought I saw you nodding your head, taking a few notes.
Absolutely. I said, these are two people I really need to make sure I get to know.
So tell us a little bit about your practice and how you're trying to help people.
So I'm the owner of Eminence Physical Therapy, and I'm a physical therapist by trade, and currently I specialize in cancer rehabilitation and lymphedema treatment. And a lot of people usually don't know what lymphedema is, but lymphedema is a condition that is characterized by chronic swelling of an extremity of the body, and is usually a result of a secondary cause. So, for example, a lot of people are familiar with lymphedema as for someone who's gone through a cancer diagnosis, they've had cancer treatment. So someone has had surgery, lymph node removal as a result of cancer, or they've had chemotherapy, radiation. Those things can cause lymphedema, or what's known as secondary lymphedema. It can also be caused as a result of trauma or different other surgeries. And there's also something called primary lymphedema, in which a person is born with an impairment of their lymph system in the body. And so when the fluid can't circulate the way that it needs to, it often results in a backup of fluid, and then the extremity starts to swell.
That cannot be good for you.
It's not good.
Yeah, I'm no doctor, but that cannot be good for you.
It's not good.
So how do you address that with your practice? Because are there gizmos? Are there things you can do at home, I'm sure, but how do you address it with your work?
Absolutely. So the gold standard of treatment for lymphedema is called complete decongestive therapy. And so that involves four things. And so the first thing would be manual lymph drainage, which I use my hands. It's a very light superficial massage to help reroute that fluid out of the backed up extremity. And then in order to keep that fluid out of the area once it's been moved, we also have to do compression. So there's different types of compression garments that can be utilized. There's compression bandaging. And then once the compression has been applied, we do exercises, or what we call decongestive exercises, to further help use the muscles in the body to help pump that fluid out of the swollen arm or the leg. And it's not like you have to run a marathon or anything for these exercises. Very simple things like raising your arm, kicking your leg, pumping your fist. Those are very simple things. And then we also are very meticulous about skin care and nail care, because if there's opportunity for bacteria to enter your skin because you have a cut or a wound or an abrasion, that can introduce infection, and it can exacerbate the symptoms of lymphedema, which I can go over as well.
Well, this the compression thing, that strikes me as something that you ought to have a professional show you how to do that right, even though I recognize you can do it at home. Maybe you can, but you could, if you get that wrong, you're going to cause problems, right?
Exactly. It's highly specialized. So there are not a lot of lymphedema therapists around. So it's truly indeed an area of specialty. And compression has to be applied in the right way, whether you're looking at bandages or garments, because if it's ill-fitted compression, it can definitely worsen the symptoms of lymphedema. And some of the symptoms include usually visible swelling is usually a sign. Heaviness in the arm or the leg. Sometimes there's loss of function. So someone may have difficulty bathing themselves, dressing themselves. They may have trouble walking, getting up and down from a chair. Skin changes. A lot of times the swelling that's associated with lymphedema, it has protein in the fluid. And protein, once it's sitting in the tissues for a while, can lead to skin changes, which we call fibrosis, which is a hardening and thickening of the skin. Mm-hmm. And once it's progressed to that point, lymphedema can be a little more difficult to treat. It's treatable in any stage, but it's more difficult to treat once those skin changes have set in.
Okay, so like most things, early is better, right?
Early, definitely early is better. And I'm a big proponent of, you know, especially patients that have gone through cancer treatment and cancer diagnoses, you know, definitely get to a physical therapist or lymphedema therapist, even if you know you're going to have those treatments. Go ahead of time and get a pre-treatment evaluation. And then, you know, maybe 6 to 8 weeks after you're complete with that treatment or that surgery, go back to that therapist and have a post-operative assessment so we can easily identify, you know, the onset of lymphedema.
Okay, so what's the downside? And I'm thinking maybe there is no downside. I'm 56. I'm kind of due for my 90,000 mile checkup, right? Mm-hmm. There's probably a lot of stuff that, and I'm not like maybe a lot of guys. I don't remember the last time I went to a doctor. Mm-hmm. Is there any downside, or does it make sense to sort of build into, yep, go see the dentist, see, get on top of that, go to a physical therapist and just kind of do a, I don't even know what you'd call it, a general assessment? Is it?
Yes. I always say your body is the biggest indicator of something's not right. If something doesn't look right, if something doesn't feel right, pain is often an alarm signal. So, you know, if you have pain or swelling and you're not sure of what the cause is, speak with your primary care doctor and say, hey, I want to have this evaluated, whether it's by a vascular specialist. If it's a cancer patient, mention it to your oncologist and the people that are part of your care team. And then also, I'm a big proponent of people being advocates for themselves. If you know there's something not right, be persistent with your medical team until you can get to the bottom of what's going on and until you can get to the right professional that can address it. Because not everyone can recognize what lymphedema is. It really is a specialty, and it takes a trained eye to be able to diagnose it and to recognize exactly what it is so it can be properly treated.
Okay. So you're clearly a dedicated practitioner. You have specialized knowledge, expertise, and I'm sure some very strong opinions about a variety of things related to that craft. Tell us about the business side of what you're doing, because you're running your own shop here.
Yes.
You chose, I guess, at least at this stage in your life, not to go work for, you know, the big corporate thing. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
So I did. I worked for a major hospital system here in the Atlanta area for about 10 years.
Oh, okay.
And in that, I actually had the chance to become trained as a lymphedema therapist and to start the lymphedema treatment program there. And in that, I just felt like my hands were tied and a lot of things that I really wanted to do to be able to fully, what I say, expand my wings and help people in a way that wasn't dictated by insurance or wasn't dictated by this rule, this policy, this procedure. When you're working with clients that have a chronic illness, they require a lot of attention and one-on-one time. And as a physical therapist, we often spend the most amount of time with patients, more so than, you know, their nurses or their doctors. For example, my treatments are 60 to 90 minutes. That's a lot of time to be able to spend with a client and to be able to get to know them, you know, their psychological state, their mental state, their emotional state, and most importantly, their physical state. So in that, I saw the need to branch out and start my own practice so I could be able to do those things openly and freely. And also along that line, it allowed me to serve cancer patients on a larger scale and where I saw that there were needs in the community that were lacking. And so that also led me to found Champions Can Foundation for Cancer Wellness Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization that advocates for cancer survivorship, regardless of the cancer diagnosis. So my biggest thing is that cancer survivorship begins at the time of diagnosis. And so my organization strives to be a support to those people before, during, and after that care. You know, I have a lot of people come to me and they get on the table and they say, you know, Dr. Champion, now that my cancer treatment is done, I'm left with lymphedema. I can't function. I have this cancer-related treatment fatigue. Now that I've gone through chemotherapy and surgery and radiation, I have to get back to work. I have a family to support. I have children to feed. Or, you know, I feel like I have post-traumatic stress disorder from going through a cancer diagnosis and going to those numerous appointments and laying in those, you know, MRI machines, countless amount of times. And, you know, some people say, well, hey, that's just a part of the cancer treatment. You have to deal with it. And I said, no, that's not necessarily the case. Cancer survivorship begins at diagnosis, which means, you know, we're at a point of trying to get you physically restored, psychologically restored, spiritually restored. And I found that that was lacking with a lot of the patients that I was seeing.
So this freed you up. Becoming an entrepreneur, setting up your own practice freed you up to do the right thing the right way, as our
absolutely,
friend Carl would say.
Absolutely. Gave me that flexibility to be able to focus in on that area. So they kind of go hand in hand. I feel that what I do, you know, like Mr. Weir over here, is a ministry and it's purposeful. And that's what I strive to do with Eminence Physical Therapy in addition to Champions Can Foundation.
Wow. So the sales and marketing aspect of what you do, do you find that the phone rings, or do you have to somehow, some way get out there and shake bushes a little bit?
I definitely have to shake the bushes and the leaves and the branches and everything that comes along with it. Because even my structure in terms of my therapy practice is a little bit different. I don't accept insurance right now just because insurance has changed the way that they reimburse for lymphedema services and outpatient physical therapy services altogether. And it puts a lot of limitations and caps on how people can be treated and how many visits that they need. And as I said, when you're dealing with cancer and lymphedema, a lot of times you have ailments and side effects from that can be chronic and that can be long term. And a lot of these insurance companies don't want to reimburse for chronic conditions and long term illnesses that these clients need. So my structure right now allows the freedom and the flexibility for people to come and get treatment when they need.
All right, let's don't end the streak now. We're 2 for 2 so far. You have a book.
I do have a book. I do have a book. So the book is called The Elements of Cancer Survivorship, A Guide to Navigating the Journey. And it was co-authored by myself in addition to one of my former clients, as well as the vice president of my foundation. Her name is Marcia Dupree, and she's actually a breast cancer survivor. And so in treating her, as a therapist and working alongside her, she said, "You know, Dr. Champion, there are so many questions or things I wish I'd known when I went through my journey. And I just want to be able to help people understand the ins and outs of what needs to be done when you're navigating a healthcare journey. For example, financial considerations. You know, a lot of people don't think about that. Some people file bankruptcy and all sorts of things because they're in a financial strain because of all the co-pays and out-of-pockets and deductibles that they have to meet in order just to get treatment. Also just, you know, your diagnosis in general. So you hear the word cancer, people automatically, you know, think it's a death sentence and it's not. That's why I'm so passionate about survivorship. But you need to know, okay, what are the treatments for my particular type of cancer? What clinical trials are out there? If I don't get this treatment that you're recommending, what are my other options? Can I have a second opinion? Can I have a third opinion? Can I have a fourth opinion? What if something happens and I cannot get to my treatments because of transportation issues? Those are all valid things that people need to consider. What's my insurance? What's my co-pays? What's my deductible? Is this specialist that I want to go to, for example, prostate cancer, is he in my network for my insurance to be able to cover who I really want to go and give me treatment? So there are a lot of ins and outs that go with a cancer diagnosis. You know, mine is going through the actual healthcare system. You have to think about all of those elements as well.
And so this book addresses
it. So it's basically a guide that you can take into the doctor's office with you. And there's actually a checklist of questions that you can ask and that I highly recommend that people ask. You know, what other medical professionals, you know, in addition to my medical oncologist, am I going to encounter? Am I going to see a physical therapist?
Right.
Am I going to see a mental health counselor to help me deal with the psychological stress that can be associated with the cancer diagnosis? So all of those things are definitely highly recommended that you ask and that you know. Or sometimes, you know, when you hear the word cancer, that's all you hear. And so when someone's explaining that process to you, you don't hear anything else. So to have that guide or to have a family member or a friend accompany and support you, and that can also have that frame of reference, really helps to ease some of that burden that can be associated when you hear that cancer diagnosis for the first time. So it's just, you know, like I said, I encourage people to be advocates, and part of being an advocate is knowing and researching and knowing what it is and how your body is going to be affected.
Okay, one more time, the name of this book?
It's called The Elements of Cancer Survivorship, A Guide to Navigating the Journey, and it is available on Amazon.
And the best way for someone to learn more about your practice or talk with you or somebody on your team, what's the best coordinates for that?
It's www.eminencept.com. And for Champions Can, it's www.championscanfoundation.org. And both are also on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.